This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show, and you have been prepped and worked on and worked out by Zoe and Dave. You couldn't have two greater guys on with you tonight, and appreciate Dave filling in for me. Always try to do my public duty. Doesn't always work out well, but you know, Dave filling in for me really helped. All right, anyway, we got a lot, so much going on. So much we need to talk about. So much we need to really deal with, frankly. I'm amazed at how much we went down in one lousy day. You know, and what's going on? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, get informed. I know, Joe, you say the same thing all the time, yada, 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 yeah. But you know what? I do it because you need to hear it. And you need to hear it over and over and over again. Joey B having a field day today. I mean, my God, you know, that guy can't get out of his own way if you pull him out of a way with a truck. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know, and now the Democrats? This is proof positive. They have no conception of truly of what money it is, what money is, whose money it is, how they should be spending it. Right? 200, and I gotta give the Dems credit. They're great at this, though. Right? I mean, they're really good at playing the game. They're really good at making things happen. Now, nearly every House Democrat has endorsed an effort to make an end run around the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, and bring a clean debt ceiling increase forward for a vote that doesn't include spending cuts. Because they don't want to cut anything. They want you to keep paying. They want to put us in so much debt, we couldn't get out for another 100 years. At the direction of the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrats began collecting signatures for a discharge petition on Wednesday. Now, discharge petitions could force a vote on legislation, even if the majority party objects, but a majority of House lawmakers need to sign it. Now, as of Thursday, they only have 210 House Democrats, well, which is like all of them, 210 House Democrats have signed a discharge petition in the hopes of forcing a vote on the debt ceiling increase. Three Democrats who have not put their names to it are Representative Mary Peltola of Alaska, Ed Case of Hawaii, and Jared Golden of Maine. Republicans have rejected the idea of a clean debt ceiling increase without preconditions. They passed the limit. Right, Save Grow Act, which would lift the borrowing limit by $1.5 trillion, while also rolling back key Biden administrative initiatives, cutting the federal government's discretionary levels back to what they were in 2022. God forbid we try to pull that back. God forbid we try to save some money. God forbid we try to take some pressure off the American people. Now, Peltola's office confirmed to Fox News earlier that she will sign the petition and pointed to a statement to explain that the delay was due to a family tragedy. You know, Golden's office referred to an earlier report where the congressman criticized the discharge petition. Right? The case's office hasn't responded to anybody for comment. Just a discharge petition will require a simple majority, about 218 votes. Democrats only have 213 seats. They'd have to get five Republicans to come across. Right? Hopefully, not a one of them will move. Not one. Now, Jeffries called on every Democrat to sign a letter to call, he said, Wednesday morning. Now, again, they don't want to negotiate a nickel off. No one red dime. They don't care about you. Do you understand that? They don't care about the debt they put you, your kids, your grandkids, and your great-grandkids in. They don't care. Now, coming out of a White House meeting, Jeffrey said, I am hopeful that a real pathway exists to find an acceptable bipartisan. He doesn't. See, they don't. When they say bipartisan, you look that up in their dictionary, it says do our way. Doing it our way. They find an acceptable bipartisan resolution that prevents a default. However, given the impending June 1 deadline and the urgency of the moment, it's important that the legislative options be pursued. They're not pursuing legislative options. They're putting one thing and only one thing on the table. You give the president what she wants, no cuts. You take it the way it is, too bad, deal with it. Right? Now, McCarthy blew it off, it's no big deal. He said, I don't think it's going anywhere. He's referencing the fact that nearly every Republican senator has voiced support for his stance. So he's got the Senate, he's got the House. It's not going to go anywhere. Those are those things that I just find really interesting. But don't discount the Dems. All right, this is a method to their madness here. They're looking at this, hoping that there is a default, hoping we get close to a default, because they're gonna be able to say, or they're going to say, well, we had a resolve, we had a way to fix this, but the Republicans weren't interested at all. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55, they are masters at this. I hate to give them any credit for anything, but they are masters at this. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Up next, Dr. B. Check your brain. Seriously. No, I mean, don't check it. Don't check out. Check it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates.
rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make Term Life Insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. Don't be your host, Coach President. 855-GOLD-SHOW, 855-732-5556. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you do get involved. Right? You get involved. You find out what's going on. You engage. Got to get informed, though. Don't want you out there spewing misinformation. Does nothing but get us all in trouble. And, again, I say this. I mean it so sincerely. Just because I have a mic doesn't mean I have a clue. A lot of you think, you know, the emails that I get, you think I have a clue. Look, I bring on experts for that because I don't have a clue. And you got to stop listening. I know this isn't going to sound right. You got to stop listening to people like me for expert advice. We don't have it. We're not there. You got to go to the right people. Seriously. Let's go to Dr. B. That's the right people. Dr. Princess Melson joins me, as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with me and I know you guys do too. And Dr. B, how's everything over there in tech? You been overrun yet, or what?
It's getting there, man. I'm telling you.
I know, right?
Not yet. No, someone asked me. They're like, shoot, I'm running into you know, liberals or people who don't, you know, think like I do. And even in Texas, I'm like, yes, it's everywhere. We're not going to be protected, you know, until we get to heaven. But, you know, I always said that, you know, it's kind of, you know, going from east to west coast and making its way into the mid regions. But we just have to be more vigilant. I love every week when you say to get involved, because that's the only way to stop the ocean of blue that is not a good blue from, you know, engulfing us. And yeah, I just had a talk today. It's like every day now. I think I'm talking to parents or columnists or, you know, just podcasts, you know, personalities about, you know, Dr. B. You know, I'm getting these questions. I'm getting asked. I'm, you know, all of these inundated with parents. Like, they're finally finding things on their kids' phones or finding that their kids aren't home and they have met a stranger. And what can we do? And, it's the thing. And it's, you know, for me, it's, I get so tired. I can never get tired of talking about it, but it's the real deal. And then the second thing, and I love
well,
to talk about
it. It's not that you get tired. It's frustrating, because I know it is for me. I've been having this argument with, you know, I had my school board meeting last night, and I got to tell you something. We started at the junior high school level, but we've banned cell phones at the junior high school level. They can't be on. They could be in a kid's backpack. They have to be off, yada, yada, yada. And some of the moms that were very, that I perceived to be very with us, if you would, are totally against it.
Yeah.
And they're like, what if I need to get a hold of my child? And I'm saying, wait a minute. Why would you need to get a hold of your child in the middle of the day? You know the argument. They're operating out of total fear. And so they need to get informed and know what these things are doing to their kids.
Absolutely. And I get it. I get that. I get both sides, being a parent of a minor and then also being, you know, a psychologist, you know, and working in education in the educational field for 30 years. I understand both sides, and I know it is always a fight with schools. Do we have cell phones? Do we not? And they have them, schools, just so you know, whether you ban them or not, these kids have their phones. They are so – it just – it almost makes them be more sneaky, but I also get it. I don't want them cheating. We've got this AI, right, A&M, Texas A&M now, has these educators that are ready to throw kids out because they know for a fact that it's AI-generated papers they're turning in. And they know. They know if you turn in usually C-spot run fast, and then all of a sudden see the dignified spot, stand up and prance across. They know. They know that it's not you. So just a little side note that this AI stuff's another issue. I'm writing down all these issues.
Very scary. Don't you find it extremely scary? Seriously?
It all is. That whole world, you know, I don't know if you guys have watched, and I'll think about it. I'll think of the name of it. It's on Discovery, and it's about this lady who investigates social media crimes against minors.
Mm-hmm.
Every single parent, and at the break, I will remember the name, and I'll get back to you, because every single parent needs to sit down and watch it. And then after you watch season one and season two on Discovery, you need to sit down and watch it with especially your girls. I'd say 13 and up, they need to see it. But I need the parents to watch it first, because it's very sensitive material. But it is exactly about what I want to talk about. And it's these apps. Omegle, if you guys have not heard of it, it's been around forever and it is still around, O-M-E-G-L-E. Omegle and Kik. These are two of the main apps that sex predators are on, Omegle and Kik, and they are not going away. Omegle was launched in 2009, and it blows my mind that this is the number one app, and this is what this lady does. But it's the number one app that you can talk to strangers, and you can't be traced. at all. And it's almost like having a mini dark web on this app.
Wow.
And it's crazy. And your kids are on it. That's the thing. Your 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds are on it. And the sexual predators are extremely bold. And they know psychologically what to do, what pictures to show, how to start off, and to kick it off with your kids and guilt them into sending pics and guilt them into looking at their pics. And once that happens, that is traumatic on the growing adolescent brain.
Wow.
So it's Omegle and Kik. If your kids have that, and parents, this is not a time to just be listening to us for background music, you know, or background noise. Omegle and Kik, K-I-K. If either of those are on any of your kiddos' phones, and even if you have a child in college, please let them know. Please check it out and get it off of there. What they do is they start on Omegle and Kik, and they approach your kids. They know they get their names, because a lot of our kids, you know, use their own name. And they find their picture. They know how to run it on the internet and cross run it, so they can find their Facebook, their Insta, their Snapchat, and then they start doing Snapchats, which disappear within. Well, as fast as you want it now.
Unreal.
And they know what to do. So, yeah, I'll think of this show in a second, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you guys to go watch it.
It's not even that. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, again, when you think about everything your kids are looking at, going through, and parents, I'm sorry, some of you go, well, you know, you can't stop them anyway. Yes, you can. But you're not willing to do the work it takes. That's really what it boils down to. Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A congressman from South Florida is touting a new immigration bill passed by the House. Republican Mario Diaz-Balart's Secure the Border Act would make changes to the asylum process, end what's known as catch and release, and restart construction of the border wall.
The other thing is that it goes after the cartels.
It also protects the children that are being exploited and trafficked.
The White House says it would make things worse, and President Biden's threatening to veto the measure. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will launch his bid for the White House next week. That's according to multiple reports, which cite sources familiar with the decision. A 2024 run by the Republican has long been expected, speculated, with him running second to former President Trump in polls for the GOP nomination. DeSantis filing formal paperwork with the Federal Election Commission is expected to coincide with a two-day meeting with donors in Miami next week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure. Hope you're enjoying yourself as well. I try to inform. I go through the whole commercial thing, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to bring her on. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me every week to help you guys deal with some of the issues you're going through with your kids, with life in general, how to help your kids, like, you know, what's going on today's schools and other places, actually. You feel frustrated. It's like kind of like whack-a-mole with all these apps that these people have to look at. Right, Dr. B?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Whack-a-mole. I wish it was that easy, but yes. Right. Seriously, you just got to get rid of them.
Go ahead and run with it. It's all yours.
Well, you got to know also, parents, that once you uninstall the app, they still have an account. So you have to physically go and undo yourself from the account. And I'll tell you, it is very difficult to do to close your account. And you've got to make sure it happens. And honestly, in the least, I would send an email as well to the people, and I would call them, because people try it. I've tried it. Instagram, Facebook, I've tried to close accounts for good, and they're like, yeah, it's on Twitter, LinkedIn, and gosh, if I can just log back in, and they're there. So you really, really, they make it difficult for a reason. And I do want to say that there are a lot of security measures that our government and our states have taken to help, you know, kind of reduce the amount of predators. But it's getting better. It's getting worse again because people really want in. And now the dark web, of course, is more accessible than ever. The high school kids I talk about, they're like, oh, yeah, you just have to download. They know how to download what they need to download to get on it. And it is an ugly, ugly, ugly world. So parents just really need to, you know, here's the thing, too. I don't know if you all remember that Roblox and Animal Jam, those are two kid things, you know, kid games, kid worlds, platforms, and those were some of the worst, having adult strangers get in there with kids. And so finally, I mean, I guess I didn't think about that. They now have built-in features and settings that are designed, of course, to present inappropriate comments and chat, but everything's imperfect. So just because it's like Roblox or Animal Jam, parents, I know you feel safe with those, and I don't mean to freak you out, but things have gone awry. Make sure that the kiddo is definitely monitored. Have them downstairs. Don't let them be in their room by themselves with their computer, because that's how it happens. And they don't just say, hey, I'm a sexual predator. They groom them. They truly groom them. And the show I'm talking about is, I remembered, Undercover Underage. It's on the Discovery Channel, Undercover Underage. There are two seasons. And Rue, this lady takes you through actual, I mean, it's filming. They have, three or four women that are in their 20s that look very young, and they pose as these little girls. They take pictures. They have Photoshop, so it makes them even look younger. They use their little tiny voices when these predators want to be on Snapchat and hear them, right? Because they're not stupid. They're like, let me see you. You know, they want to make sure it's not a cop or something, and they have no idea. And it is bone-chilling. It's very difficult to watch because it's just sensitive material, but you've got to know, I would rather you watch this and really learn about what it's like, versus having your child be a predator. And through these apps, Omegle and Kik, and even, I mean, Snapchat for sure, what they're doing is basically sex trafficking your children or children, as young as the age of 8. Which is disgusting, mostly girls, but boys as well. And it's modern day U.S. in your state sex trafficking. And they lure them to hotels. They lure them into their car, to gas stations, by getting to know them first and buying them their favorite candy and their favorite stuffed animal. And it's, you know, just not a lot different from, you know, hey, you want some candy, you know, from the stranger, that whole thing we grew up with, except for they do it through the apps and through the social media platforms. You know, they're like, oh, you know, there was one, and this is in Oklahoma where she's based. I mean, this is going on everywhere, but the show is based in Oklahoma. And I remember one of the predators, you know, was just, I mean, and they're so bold, boy, they hook these people.
Oh yeah.
It just blows my mind. And then they just freeze, right? And I've talked to several over the years, several, many, many, many people have been abused sexually, and it's usually by somebody they know or somebody they friended. And you freeze. You literally freeze, and then they make you feel so either ashamed that you won't tell anybody, right? Or they say that your family will be in danger, so you don't tell anybody. Or they totally groom you, and you're beautiful. And I, you know, they find these ones that, you know, these girls that they don't know, they're pretty. So, it's a thing. It's definitely a thing. And here's another. Oh, here's a question I just got. Do online predators pretend like they're kids? No. I will tell you, the stats say only 5% of online predators, 5%, pretend that they're kids. These predators do not. What they do is come alongside as, you know, an older brother type, an uncle, a dad figure, somebody they can trust. And most of them reveal that they're older. So there is a psychological part of it's appealing to 12 to 15 year olds to be, especially girls. There's just an appealing thing to be liked by older men. And that is why they target 12 to 15 year olds. And as gross as that sounds, it's a psychological phenomenon in the woman's, in a girl's brain. So, no. So to answer your question, that's a great question. Only 5% pretend like they're kids. The rest come right out and say, I'm older. And they usually start, you know, say they have a 13-year-old girl that they see. You know, how old are you? Oh, I'm 13. How old are you? Oh, I'm about to graduate from high school. Oh, well, that's very appealing to a lot of 13, 14-year-old girls, right? Cute guy. You know, they post one of their high school pictures. What school? Oh, I'm graduating from the university. I'm a track star. It's just very appealing. Wow, and you're interested in me? And, oh, yeah, you're beautiful. And this is – you'll see this in this show, wow. Undercover Underage. And then they're like, oh, I'm sorry I lied to you, and I'm sorry I just didn't – I need to see where you were. I'm actually 25. I'm graduating from high school – from college, not high school. Anyways, they just groom them and groom them. It's crazy. There's a thing called bunny hunting, and that's – you know, that's what they
– Bunny hunting?
Uh-huh. So this is what predators do. Do you want me to tell you all this? I feel like – oh, no, I'm getting cringing from parents.
They need to hear this because this is getting crazy. And it's getting worse as the days go on.
And this is, they do this. Like, these men have families. These men are veterans. These men are police officers. It doesn't matter. I mean, I know this stuff, but to actually see it in this show and see these men arrested. So bunny hunting is just a process of them going. It's like a high for them. They go social media hunting for the perfect 12, 13, 14-year-old victim. They look at all their posts to see who's more desperate, who's posting this, who's more risque, who seems to be the loner. It's a psychological game. They research your children. So if your children have a public app and that is not private, I guarantee you there have been at least one predator, has been at least one predator that has bunny hunted your little girls or your little boys. So it's how they learn. They learn about your children first, your kids, mostly girls 12 to 15 years old, and that's what bunny hunting is. So... Isn't it sick?
You floored me, really. I mean, you know me. I'm never at a loss for words. And I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't even imagine. I mean, the low life behind this kind of thing, I can't even imagine.
And it's huge. And once they've hunted and they found their prey,
victim.
I guess, their victim, mm-hmm. then they friend them. They friend them. They become a contact. So parents, look, if there are any people on there that you don't know or your kids can't name and tell what school they go to or what neighborhood they live in, then they need to go. And then they just start instant messaging. Hey, you're cute. What's up? And then they request pictures, and then they finally request offline contact.
All right. So how do we instill? This is really what it boils down to. You know me. I've always said – making abortion illegal isn't going to stop it. This is an issue of the heart, right? This is an issue of what young ladies believe their worth is.
Correct.
So this is the same thing going on here. They're looking for, you know, some kind of adoration. They're looking for some kind of affirmation. Ooh, I hate that music. That music is going to break. Anyway.
So much more.
We'll hit that the other side of the break. No, seriously, parents need to know how to work on this. Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary healthcare procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Matip, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be informed. That's why I bring Dr. Bridget Melson comes on with me. And look, I'm not the guy who knows what they're talking. I don't know what I'm talking about. How many times do I have to say that? All right? I want you involved. I want you engaged. And I want to help you keep your kids safe. You know, Dr. B, I'm going to do this story later on. But I don't know if you heard about this. There's a new, what are we going to call it, a fad, a craze, or whatever. More and more young women are getting sterilized.
Yeah.
And the reason they're getting sterilized is they're worried they're not going to be able to get an abortion. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, see, that falls right into what I said to you before. It's not about how to, I don't want to say it this way, but, you know, safely have sex, if you would. Not about understanding the value of what you're killing, No, it's all about making sure you can have as much sex as humanly possible, without having to worry about getting, you know, pregnant.
Yeah.
Sick. So I'll just get sterilized, no problem. And then in 10 years, They're going to be on their knees crying and bawling and asking for forgiveness because I want to have my own child. Right?
Yeah, this is what the enemy does, right? It messes with your mind. You know, good is bad, bad is good, all that good stuff. Or bad stuff, actually. But yeah, just the logic and what the enemy, what the negative powers in this world are getting people to do. The mind is very malleable. It's very psychologically, you know, we can change it so easily. I mean, look at what happened with Hitler and, you know, in the 40s. I mean, it's amazing how people will get in line. And if you do not have a strong moral foundation and a strong moral code, then you will fall for it. And if we've got, again, I keep going back to social media, what our kids are looking at all day long, that's what they're falling for. That's what they're getting into. And you've got to not only parents, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas have your own moral foundation and get to church and get with a study group, you know, Bible study and have support and accountability. Well, we can't leave our kids in the dust. I don't want to go to church. You know, okay, who cares? It's not really. I didn't ask you.
I agree.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was saying something to my daughter tonight, and she's like, oh, no, I'm going to pass on that. And I just looked at her, and she's like, kidding. I'm like, mm-hmm. No, just pass.
Yeah, yeah, you're kidding, all right. Let me tell you what. Okay.
She tried that out and just got, never mind. I'm like, uh-huh. Thank you. Because what happens is my hand goes out. The phone goes in it. And it's gone. I mean, it's gone for 2 days, and I couldn't care less. You know, she was just talking to her friend. It wasn't a big deal. She's not allowed to have apps, but I still check, right? You have to check.
You have to check. Oh, yeah, no question.
And they know that the first time it's locked up for 2 days, the second time it's locked up for a week, and the third time it's in the bottom of a pool with a hammer taken to it.
Oh, I like the way you operate.
I've destroyed phones. I bought that. Okay, well, move out and use it. You're not going to live in my house and look at that stuff and deal with that stuff and have that. Are you kidding me? Location. That's another thing, parents. Make sure location is off of these apps. They can share locations. And sometimes if you forget it's on there, it stays on. And good predators.
But they know how to turn it back on.
They do. And you've got to tell them then it's mine. And you take it. I know parents are going, but I can't take it. They lose their minds. Okay. Have a dead kid on the street. It is that bad. I know I get these messages. It's not that bad. I'm like, it is. It kind of is.
No, you know what it is? It ain't that bad because they're not paying attention. The parents are not paying attention. The arguments I just got, I was telling you about we banned the cell phones at junior high schools.
Yeah.
The arguments that I'm getting from parents about, you know, well, what if I want to call my kid during the day? What if I hear that there's a shooting or something happening at the school and I need to get, you know, the best thing that could happen, and I'm being funny here, right, is for the kids to be hunkered down in a room and the shooter's going by the room and all of a sudden your kid's phone goes off. Wouldn't that be great?
Or if the lights are all out and the lights flicker, you know what I mean, and they know there's a kid in there.
God bless.
I'm with you. I know. I honestly, you know, love to be able to contact my mom and my friends and things, but there are some days I just pray for a complete solar flare that just knocks the entire system out. I'm like, I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. So tired of it. I mean, I'm so sick of it.
You know, you people make fun of me after you and I do some of these things, but how did I ever survive the 60s and 70s? I mean, we had no rubber mats under the monkey bars. We didn't have phones that mom could get a hold of me with. Do you know what I'm saying? We drank
lawn darts. Lawn darts
were fantastic. I have a buddy of mine that has a hole, well, not a hole, but remnants of a hole in his foot because he was too stupid to move it out of the way.
It's the best. It's the best. It's so funny. So my daughter went to wilderness camp, and they couldn't take their phones, and there's no service. The staff there, so all the eighth graders went to Arkansas to the Ozarks for a full week. Yeah, she lost her crap, but she's good now. But she had fun, not because of the cell phone thing, just because she missed me, but it was tough. So they're out there, and she's like, "Do you know how we got our water?" And I'm like, you know, and she's not privileged. She's just, it was shocking to her.
She lives in Texas, for God's sakes, but go ahead, yeah.
Right, but they hand them all a big, huge water bottle, and like, there you go. There's your sustenance, you know, drink a lot. And she's like, "We had to go up this hill and use a hose."
But I can't believe they did that to you.
I know. And it wasn't like complaining. It was just like weird to her. Like there are no faucets. There's no kitchens. They had to put up their own tent, and sleep in it, and, you know, had bugs, and oh my gosh, they went canoeing and cliff diving. I mean, it was legit wilderness. Like, they had to walk up a half mile up a rocky hill to go to the bathroom every time. And she was just like, "What then? They don't flush." And I'm like, sounds fun. I mean, this is the way I grew up, right? For entertainment, our family went to the desert or the mountains or in tents. Didn't even have a hose to drink out of. You had to find it out of the little spigot that came out of the campground ground. God only knows literally what that was about. But, yeah, it was the best. It was the best experience. She actually came back, you know, refreshed and renewed and really appreciative of all the things she had.
Like, see, that's what's so great about growing up in the city, though, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
The hills, water from the hills. How about water from a hose that's probably been coiled up sitting there for a week?
And it was so good, though. Oh, it was so good to be playing, and you're like, "Hold on, I'm thirsty." You just turn on that thing, and it was so refreshing. I remember it. I was a runner in high school, and we would go to, you know, Palos Verdes or up by Griffith Park and run the hills up there in LA. And so, you know, there were no water bottles. I don't really remember, like, you know, the ones that they sell. I don't remember those. No one had those. But we just ran. We were thirsty. We just ran into whatever house we could find and turn on the hose and rinse off and grab some water and keep going.
Nobody cared. The kids in the neighborhood. Like, you know, I don't know if you remember that little thing that was going on about 10 years ago where they called it free-range parenting.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
When I grew up, it was just called parenting. I don't know. Right. We didn't have free range, right? And
right.
They were actually picking up kids that were, you know, down the street from their home because their parents weren't on the front porch watching every move their kids made.
Yeah.
I lived in an area that was like a dead-end street for a while, and I used to tell the kids, I open the front door, get on your bike, get outside. Every time you go by the front door, I just want to hear you say, "I'm here. I'll know your voice. I know who you are."
I'm good. Right? Yeah. Just to check in.
It was not a big deal. And I had people in the block going, "Oh, my God, you let your kids do..." Yeah, I let my kids do that. Yes.
And there's a name for that now?
Free range. If you do that, it's called free range parenting.
That's kind of funny.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I mean, it's like free range chickens or something. I don't know.
My chickens are all over the neighborhood, and it's great. So, yes. Oh, man. It says, I'm looking it up. It says, it's parenting with a reasonable acceptance of realistic personal risks. What? That they're going to get a boo-boo?
What? They're going to scratch their knee and have to run home with blood coming down their leg? Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. And then they give the downsize? The downsize.
I was kidding.
No, I've heard of it, but I didn't know that was just the way we were raised.
Oh, my God.
It's hard on the parents. The
kids
can develop more
phobias. Most of our parents would be in jail today based on today's standards,
Lord.
Right?
It says that the kids can develop phobias.
Yeah?
Okay.
They develop phobias, so we're bringing them up anyhow.
That's why free-range parenting is bad. Kids can develop more phobias.
Got it.
Okay. Well,
it's surprising that any of us can hold a pencil in our hand without going into convulsions, right? Remember? Don't you run with that pencil in your hand, you'll poke your eye out. It's like, oh.
Oh, teachers actually said that. That's the least of it, right? Now they're beating up their teachers and their staff and kicking them in the head for taking their phones away.
I find all this stuff extremely amusing. It's so ridiculous. Somebody sent me a note that you'll appreciate. They said, "Listen, moral confusion, sexual confusion, gender confusion, We all know who the author of confusion is. And thank God. Anyhow, Dr. B, she's decided to stay with us a little longer. You tickled her. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more going on in the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network.